I hope everyone is sitting comfortably. Although this courtyard is apparently very small in physical size, it can factually give shelter to all living beings in all of creation. Because this is the Bhajan Kutir of Vaishnav Sarvabhauma Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, the spiritual master of Srila Thakur Bhakti Yoga. In the temple are the deities of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu that Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj personally worshipped here. Just beside the temple is a bakul tree where Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj would sit for hours and hours, years at a time, performing his bhajan, completely immersed in the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. It was here that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and others would come to visit to receive his blessings. In this holy place, we are very happy to have the association of so many sincere devotees. His Holiness Tatpar Maharaj, he came to Srila Prabhupada in Mayapur in 1971, and he has been serving the mission there faithfully ever since that time. Today he is so kind that he will inspire us with his very compassionate katha on the glories of the holy Dham of Navadvipa.
I requesting Radhanath Swami yesterday. So in Siva Sangan, I supposed to speak little bit about Sivas Thakur. But history Radhanath Ling instead Sivas Angan, you speak in something about glorification of Sivas Thakur or dhams in Navadvip. That's why today I speaking in Navadvip about. In Jaiva Dharma, it is stated in Bhaktivinoda Thakur, among the all universe, the earth is the best. And among the earth, India is the best. Or within India, the Bengal is the best. And within Bengal, the Navadvip is the best. Where we are? So this is the vision of not mine. This is vision of parampara. So we have to accept that Navadvip is the best. So we are very fortunate that we are in here, and this is the best place for making spiritual advancement. So that's why this is Navadvip Dham is the best. In Puran says that we are chanting or doing devotional service the different places, and we can make spiritual advancement separately. Just like if you are chanting Hare Krishna by japa in some other place, whatever making spiritual advancement, so you chanting japa your near the river, that get 100 times more better. And instead of ordinary river, if you go Ganges and Jamunas, all these kinds, you can get thousands times better result. Or instead of Ganga and Jamuna, if you are plant one tulsi in your house and chanting japa in front of the tulsi, you can get millions times more result. And if you are chanting the japa in front of deity or dham, it is how many million you cannot tell. So, although you are chanting japa or doing devotional service, it is more effective if you are do something in dhams. Of course, we are one life, we cannot go back to God. Now, one life, just within a few days, we cannot maybe go back to God, because it is like a course. Unless course you will finish, you cannot go back to Godhead. It is not that 5 day or 10 day if you are doing dhams and you are go back to God. That is nobody giving guarantee. So at least we can make very quickly spiritual advancement in dhams. Just like Bharat Maharaj also tried to go back to Godhead one life. But he takes 3 lives. First life is Bharat Maharaj, second life is deer, and third life is Jara Bharat. Then he go back to Godhead. Although he is trying to go back to Godhead within one life. So our position also same thing. We try to go back to Godhead in this particular life, but by chance if it is failed, the next life, we are able to go back to Godhead if you stay in Krishna consciousness. So, this is very nice place. Also, we are the age that is very nice age, that is called Kali Yuga. So, Kali Yuga is very bad. Kalu Dose Nidhi Rajan. Kali Yuga have hundreds of faults, but there is one good, chanting Hare Krishna. And one who take the path of devotional service or Krishna consciousness, for them it is very easy to go back to Godhead. In Vedavyas, in Purana, it is stated, whatever achieved 10 years in Krishna consciousness, doing devotional service in Satya Yuga, it take 1 month in Treta Yuga, and whatever it take 1 year in Treta Yuga, and whatever we achieve 1 year in Treta Yuga, and you can achieve very easily within 1 month in Dwapar Yuga. But in Kali Yuga, if you try, whatever achieve Satya Yuga 10 years, it can be only 1 day. So that's why, compared to other yugas, it is very, very easy. You can achieve Krishna consciousness very quickly. But it is obstacle also, lot of obstacle in Kali Yuga. That's why that's why it is very difficult also. Now if you tell about Radhanath Maharaj, so many ways he is telling that living in dhams is very much benefit if you chant and dance and doing devotional service, anything. But our Mahajans are telling dham is simply eating. So you can make, by eating only you can make spiritual advancement. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati used to tell that in dham whatever growing vegetable and fruit, and that is not a ordinary, and if he just offering to God and eat, just eating is the most easy for a devotional service. So just by eating you can make spiritual advancement. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati used to very much like fruit and vegetable in dhams, which is growing in dhams. And when he staying dham, he always eating fruit or vegetable and everything from dhams. But he not only staying in Mayapur, he have to go Bombay, Delhi, anywhere. So his disciple is know that sabji or fruit from drafts like this, or prinich or binjar or potato, anything from dham, it is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati used to like. They all the way from Mayapur to carry Bombay, just like Bombay he is staying. So he have Bombay temple also. So for preaching purpose he is maybe going Bombay. They all his disciples carry from Mayapur to Bombay all the fruit and vegetable. Ordinary people tell, what is the foolish? In Bombay supermarket, so many vegetables are so many things. What is the foolishly? He coming all the way from Mayapur to Bombay to carry the fruit and vegetable. But Bhaktisiddhanta used to tell, dhamer sabji. This is very nice. Is sabji coming from dham. And he is giving a special respect. So, yesterday, Maharaj is about Shiva's Dham, about many things he is telling. But there is one miracle Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing in Sivasangan. So whole night they are chanting, all the devotee, and just like we are chanting and dancing, we are keeping our fruit or our prasad with us. So there are thousands of people is complaining that we are doing a whole night chanting and dancing, so we become hungry. So you do something for us. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately he is telling, you bring seeds of mango. So immediately devotee are bringing seeds of mango, and he immediately plant the seeds in the ground, and we immediately it become turned big tree. And this big tree and full of mango. And that is not ordinary mango, that is called gulab khas. Like a red and yellow, that mango is very, very special. And every mango, it is very big size. And one person can fill up his belly just eating one. And by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and every day there is a fill of mango, and in that mango only juice, not seeds, not anything, only juice. So devotee, whenever chanting and dancing, when they feeling hungry, and they eating mango. And that was the, as Prabhupada mentioned, that is the only miracle, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not doing so much miracle, very few, but this is one of the miracle. I do not know, Sivasangan, maybe that same mango tree is there, we cannot see. Adapiyo Krishna Lila Kare Gaura Raya Kono Kono Bhagavan Dekhibhare. Today also that transcendental pastime is going on, but we cannot see. So I think that there are many preachers. So I supposed to tell little bit one about Navadvip Dham. Yesterday Maharaj is mentioning about Devanand Pandit, just telling the Devanand Pandit story, because he is giving very short. So I just wanted to little bit explain it is more elaborately. So Devanand Pandit In Navadvip, the crossing the river, there is a few devotee here only. Also imitation, birthplace, all so many things, all things is not we believe. So in Navadvip, there is one mod that is called Devanand Gauriya mod, where Prabhupada taking sannyas initiation. 500 years ago, before coming, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sending all his elder men first. So Devanand Pandit, he was sending. In among the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, two are very, very exalted devotee burning. One is Devanand, one is Bakreshwar Pandit. One is famous for reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. He has thousands of followers. And whenever he is Srimad Bhagavatam speaking, thousands of people are following. And another is Bakreshwar Pandit. And he is like a master of chanting. When he is chanting 72 hours without stop. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says three places he always recites. And where the Bakreshwar Pandit is chanting, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also chanting. Also Sivasangan, where there is we yesterday. So where there if somebody out of devotion and love chanting and dancing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also chanting, dancing. Also third place, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always there, that is called Sachi Mata. Where there is Sachi Mata's place, that means Yogapith. These three places, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you can see darshan still now, if you are love and devotion, if you have spiritual eyes. So Devanand Pandit was coming before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sending so many elderly persons, Sivas Thakur, his mother, father, and so many elder devotees before him to assist the Sankirtan, help the Sankirtan preaching work. So at that time, Devanand Pandit was the very, very scholar, and he was a spiritual master, thousands of followers all over Navadvip. And he reciting Srimad Bhagavatam so nicely from all over place, they coming to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam from Devanand Pandit. So although Sivas Thakur is incarnation of Narad Muni, so he also liked to hear the Bhagavatam from Devanand Pandit. So one day, he crossing the river, and he approached Devanand Pandit. At that time, Devanand Pandit is reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, and so many disciples attentively hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Sivas Thakur was very much like that Srimad Bhagavatam. Out of ecstasy, he was rolling the ground and is crying, all kinds of symptoms he is showing. All the disciples, he's thinking, what is this? He's a madman. Kick out. So they are kick out him. But Devanand Pandit seeing all these things, but he is not stopping his disciple. Because of that, Vaishnava Aparad is immediately touching him. So when someone, anyhow, Sivas Thakur is going in house, and when the Chaitanya, because he is doing offense of Vaishnava, so he was forgetting what to say speaking Bhagavatam. And after hearing Srimad, after speaking Bhagavatam, he glorifying karma kanda, gyan kanda, going to heavenly planet, all kinds of things. So he forgetting real essence of Bhagavatam to take back to Godhead, love of Godhead, he forgetting that. So he glorifying Gyan Khand, Karma Khand, all these things. So one day, many years after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking birth, and he was visiting near the house of Devanand Pandit, and when the Devanand going near the Gaur Devanand Pandit house, he was sitting near the Devanand Pandit, and Devanand is far, he is seeing the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he is not power to come near Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, come near. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu telling, this person is talking Srimad Bhagavatam, but he is not actually nice devotee. And one who recites Srimad Bhagavatam and he cannot give person Bhagavatam, two are Bhagavatam. One is Bhagavat Grantha, one is devotee Bhagavat. He only is speaking Grantha Bhagavat, but he does not know how to speak person Bhagavatam. And that's why his preaching is all fail. So Devananda Pandit is hearing so far, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is talking, but he is not telling, but he is not power to come because he has no luck so much. Coming to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh, please tell me what is the offense. But he far hearing. After many years, he counter that offense. He offends Devanand Pandit, but by luck he is serving another Vaishnava. That is like a poison. If someone, Bhima is eating poison and snake is biting, and he get better like this. So Devanand Pandit also same thing. So he doing offense near the Sivas Thakur, but he have chance to serving another Vaishnava. So this name was Vakreshwar Pandit. If somewhere Vakreshwar Pandit was coming, just by notice, thousands of people is gathering for hearing his chanting. And nowadays, maybe Michael Jackson or somebody is very, very attractive. You can see 500 years ago, people are not gathering by accumulating for Michael Jackson or this. And they are gathering for like Vakreshwar Pandit or some. So everybody hearing Navadeep today is Vakreshwar Pandit will be chant and dance. And everybody should come. And just by notice, thousands of now is coming. It is like a houseful. Nowhere seat. And people are like screaming and fighting each other, just touching the Vakreshwar Pandit and just seeing, and one time just looking and coming in front of Vakreshwar Pandit, they're making noise or something. And all the mismanagement everywhere. So everybody hearing Navadeep today is Vakreshwar Pandit will be chant and dance. And everybody should come. And just by notice, thousands of now is coming. It is like a houseful. Nowhere seat. And people are like screaming and fighting each other, just touching the Vakreshwar Pandit and just seeing, and one time just looking and coming in front of Vakreshwar Pandit, they're making noise or something, and all the mismanagement everywhere. So Vakreshwar Pandit is very famous. So at that time, Jagan, all on a Sunday, Devanand Pandit coming with his disciple. He's seeing the mismanagement going on. He's telling all his disciples, take a stick and beat them, managing the line. So they are, Devanand Pandit himself, beating so many people and managing, because Devanand Pandit is very powerful and nobody can tell anything. So Devanand Pandit beating and managing a line very nicely, and Bakrishan Pandit is doing very nicely, chanting and dancing. So sometimes out of ecstatic, Bakrishan Pandit is rolling the ground and dust is fill up his whole body, and Devanand Pandit is coming and taking Bakrishan Pandit on his lap and cleaning his body by that chadar. So that's why he offending one Vaishnava in serving, he is a chance to serving Vaishnava. So his offense is go away. And another day when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming, taking sannyas, thousands of people is coming and see the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all Navadvip also coming to see the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time, Devanand Pandit also coming in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you supposed to not come near me, because you have no power to come. But you are very fortunate, you are coming. Why? Because you are doing offense to Sivas Thakur. But you are serving Bakrishar Pandit. If someone serving Bakrishar Pandit, it is as good as serving to me. That's by his, that power you coming near front of. So I am blessing that all your offense will go away. Now you recite Srimad Bhagavatam, by the blessing of me, you becoming very, very great scholar and speaker in whole Navadvip. That's why Devanand Pandit becoming good reciter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Jai Devanand Pandit ki. Jai Bakrishar Pandit ki.
Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, one of the very prominent acharyas of our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Bhakti Vinod Thakur and the other great pure-hearted Vaishnavas of that time, they sincerely worship the lotus feet of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. They declared him to be a Paramhamsa who has realized the topmost realizations of the spiritual world. Bhaktivinoda Thakur and the others considered him the prominent Vaishnava on the entire planet Earth for the time. Therefore, they granted him the title Vaishnava Sarvabhauma. Bhaktivinoda Thakur translated that means the commander-in-chief of all Vaishnavas within our Sampradaya for that time. He lived approximately 144 years. He was born in around 1750. When he was young, he went to Vrindavan. He lived especially in Surya Kund for many years. Bhakti Vinod Thakur would meet him in Vrindavan. In fact, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, when he went to Vrindavan, he accepted Babaji initiation from one Bhagavat Das Babaji Maharaj, who was a disciple of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj.
deeply absorbed in the transcendental pastimes of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. He had deities, they were called Sonar Gauranga. They are still there and give darshan in Vrindavan. When he was living in Suryakund, which is a very, very secluded place, one time some thieves, they thought that the deities were made out of gold. So they decided one night to steal the deities. When they came in the temple, the deities were so heavy, and just upon touching them, they started burning with fever and became completely sick and bewildered, and they were fainting. They realized this is something supernatural, so they ran away. But after that, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj brought those deities to Vrindavan so that they would be in a place where they could be better protected. He saw his deities of Gornitai as his eternal loving objects of worship. I won't speak too long because we have many things to do today. But Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, in his natural humility, was considering that because of his offenses, he would not achieve the perfection in Vrindavan. But in Navadvip, Sri Gornitai accept no offenses. This is the topmost dham in the age of Kali, because it is here that Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu give their mercy most profusely, even to the most sinful. So he came and he lived at this place where we are sitting now. Tens and thousands of Vaishnavas come here to worship Jagannath Das Babaji and beg him for his blessings. In 1893, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur discovered the true birthplace of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. See, what happened is there were some Brahmins who had created a birthplace here in near Navadvip town, and they were advertising everywhere that this is the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because it's such a famous place, people from all around Bengal, Orissa, Bangladesh, they would come and they would give donations. So it was very, very profitable business. But Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Gorakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, these great souls understood this cannot be really the place of Lord Chaitanya's birth. So Bhaktivinoda began to study scrutinizingly scriptures, interviewing various great souls, finding ancient maps and gazettes. And finally, he came to the conclusion, when he was standing at the Rani Dharmashala, he saw an effulgent light over the river Ganges, right at the exact place that, according to all his studies, was the place that Mahaprabhu was actually born. He went there and found that there was a mound and there was no other vegetation except tulsis growing. And the whole land was owned by Yavanas and Malechas, who obviously did not plant tulsi trees. So he was convinced this is the place. But knowing, in order to get the real authority for this discovery, it would have to be accepted by the Vaishnav Sarvabhauma, the Commander-in-Chief, Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. At that time he was about 142 years old, and he couldn't walk. Due to his old age, he had a servant named Bihari Lal who would carry him around in a basket. Carry him in a basket on his head. In the temple, there is a very beautiful painting of this pastime. And sometimes, just to see someone, Bihari Lal would have to lift his eyelids. He hadn't taken a single step with his legs for years and years and years. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had him carried across Ganga to Antardwip. There they came to that particular spot. When Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj was set down in his basket, they inquired, "Is this the place of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's appearance?" Deeply absorbed in meditation on the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he started crying out with a loud voice, "Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana." He leaped out of his basket, began to dance in ecstasy. Dancing, dancing, leaping, jumping, crying, trembling, crying out, "Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana." Eyewitnesses said that he leaped so high that his feet were going above everyone's heads. He was mad in ecstasy. Then he confirmed, "Yes, without doubt, this is the birthplace of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." Bhaktivinoda Thakur then began to beg house to house for some donations to construct a shrine in honor of Lord Chaitanya. And later on, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur built the beautiful temple that we see today. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj was Bhakti Vinod Thakur's Shiksha Guru. But his influence in Bhakti Vinod's life was so great that he is named as the spiritual master of Bhakti Vinod Thakur in our line of disciplic succession. One time, some disciples of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj came to Godramdweep to visit Bhaktivinoda Thakur. They came asking for him to help them. They said, "We have renounced everything of this world to serve our Guru Maharaj. We renounced our wives, our children, our homes, all of our money and our wealth. We renounced our comforts, our positions in society, and we have come to Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj's ashram to surrender to his lotus feet, begging him to teach us how to perform bhajan in the confidential mood of meditation on the pastimes of Vrindavan. We appeal to him, please tell us what is our swaroop in the spiritual world? Explain to us the Astakaliya Lila. Tell us what is our relationship with Krishna and how we can serve him there in Goloka Vrindavan." In response, our Guru Maharaj told us, "Go to the garden and I want you to plant flowers. Plant tulsi leaves. Plant vegetables. Water every day, plow the fields, that is your service. You do that, and you chant the holy names of Krishna." That is the most confidential topic he has disclosed to us. How to grow vegetables and fruits in the garden. You are his very dear disciple and associate. Will you appeal to him to teach us the higher topics of devotional service?" Bhaktivinoda Thakur became very grave. He said, "These higher topics of Radha and Krishna's Leela are very advanced. As long as one has material desires in his heart and is conditioned by lust, envy, anger, pride, greed, and illusion, then if that person hears the confidential topics of Radha and Krishna, he will commit aparads in his mind. And instead of making spiritual advancement, his spiritual life will be ruined. Therefore, first, you must understand that if you want to make spiritual progress, you have to surrender to the lotus feet of your spiritual master, because he knows what is best for you. Through rendering humble, menial service and chanting the holy names, you purify your heart. And when your heart actually becomes purified, then you are qualified for these very higher topics of Astakaliya Leela and so forth. So you do not take your Guru Maharaj's teachings cheaply. He has given you the ultimate, highest instruction for you, because he is teaching you how to become purified. So you go back, you plant those vegetables, you plow those fields, you pick those fruits, you be a gardener for Krishna. By gardening in the service of your spiritual master as the servant of the servant of the servant, that's how your spiritual creeper will grow. And you continue to always chant Krishna's holy name.
Krishna, 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 Krishna.
It is service to Guru that will purify your heart. This was the message. Sometimes while doing his bhajan here, people would give donations to Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. And he would just put them in a bag and keep them in the corner. They'd give him some coins, some paisa, rupee. He would just keep putting them in a bag. Finally, the bag became quite full. He had many, many rupees. So he told his servant, Bihari Lal, take this money and buy as many rasgullas as you can get. Hundreds and hundreds of rasgullas. He brought back the rasgullas. He said, now you go and you feed the dogs and the cows of the holy Dham of Navadvip with rasgulla. Ah, the dogs and the cows. There's so many Babajis and Swamijis living in this area. Can I give some to them? No, you do not give a single one to them. They are all sahajas. You give them to the dogs and the cows of the holy Dham. This will be actual devotional service. Shri Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Ki. The well-known story that took place here, when he was very old, Bihari Lal will bring him a plate of prasad. And at that time, there was a group of newly born puppy dogs that were living here. And he would sit in this courtyard and on the ground, and he would invite the puppies to come and take prasad with him on the same plate. They would be gathered around his, in a circle around his round plate, and they would be eating and he would be eating. So Bihari Lal was thinking, this is very bad. So the next time it came time for prasad, he chased all the puppies away so that they could not come back. Jagannath Das Babaji couldn't see very well, but he could, with his hands, he was feeling around to see if his puppies had come. It wasn't his puppies, it was the puppies of the Dham, Mahaprabhu's puppies. So he waited. Bihari Lal saw his Guru Maharaj is not eating. Guru Maharaj, why are you not eating? He said, where are my guests? I cannot take before my guests. Which guests are you talking about? The dogs of the Dham. Well, they were contaminating your plate and everything. I chased them away. He said, I will fast. I will not eat unless I could eat with the dogs of the dawn. So Bihari Lal went and collected the dogs and brought them back. And he felt all their heads and he saw that they were eating nicely. And he took nice prasad. You cannot imitate people like this. But we can understand in his advanced state of realization how much from the core of his heart he really worshipped the holy Dham of Navadvipa. And every resident of the holy Dham. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, the inspiration of his devotion has come down through Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Gaura Kishore Das Babaji, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, and now it has come to us. So, with very grateful hearts, we should worship the lotus feet of this great Vaishnava Acharya, who was the very personification of renunciation and total absorption in the transcendental service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He established the pure, unadulterated teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was he that especially inspired Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur to push forward the great mission, which later became the International Society for Krishna Consciousness by Prabhupada's grace. This worshipable Acharya, we should beg for the dust of his lotus feet, which is profusely in this area of the holy town. Thank you very much. Shri Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj ki jai. Thank you. Would you like to speak something?
Hare Krishna. I just heard something very recently, actually. Concerning Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, because there has always been a mystery surrounding the initiation of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, because he was initiated by Bipin Bihari Mahasaya from the Nityananda Vamsa. And we know he took Shiksha from Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, and that Shiksha was so potent that to show that we are accepting this potent line of Shiksha, that we always put the picture of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj on the altar and not the picture guru of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And as Radhanath Swami was saying, that Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj was establishing the purest teachings and mood, understanding of that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was presenting. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur was instrumental in executing and purifying the Gauranga Sampradaya again. So one of the aspects that of this purification was executed by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur when he accepted Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, because at that time the Bipin Bihari and the Nityananda Vamsa, they were claiming to be the sole heirs to preaching. You could only preach the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was born in the Nityananda Dhamsa. Which of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted everybody to spread Krishna consciousness. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he took initiation, Shiksha from Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he actually purified the Nityananda Dhamsa line. To say everybody so much respected Bhaktivinoda Thakur, even today, in the Nityananda Dhamsa line, that he, and they're respecting his teachings and they're followers of him. So by this act, he actually purified even the Nityananda Dhamsa at that time. Shri Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj ki.
Janani Vas Prabhu ki. Pankajangari Prabhu ki. Chandamali Maharaj ki. Gau Pranam.